Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have Wendy Richter, who's Director of Victim Services, Family Crisis Support Network. Good morning to you, Wendy.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, October is a special month in a way. It's sad to say that victims need help all around the year, but we'll sort of raise that up in October.
Right. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, the National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So we always piggyback with that and try and have some local activities going on mm-hmm. in our communities. Mm-hmm.
So I thought it would be really great if we reminded folks of the resources that are available locally. And when we say locally, I guess define the area that you serve.
Right. Locally, we serve six counties here in Southwest Iowa, which will be Adair, Audubon, Cass, Montgomery, Page, and Shelby counties.
Okay. And that's a big area. Keeps you busy for sure. And thank goodness that we have those services here. Let's talk first of all about the programs that you do, because if somebody needs a program, you're it.
Well, right. And that's, you know, a lot of people tend to think of either me or Family Crisis and think shelter, and that's what we do is we help victims with shelter. But we do so much more other than shelter. Shelter is probably 10% of the services that we provide, and the other 90% will include what we're talking about with the awareness activities. Of course, we have to get the word out there that we're there for survivors, but we also need to get the word out that we're there for survivors, their families, friends, and just to make people aware of what's going on. For example, we do trainings and work with local law enforcement and hospitals and schools and people who come into contact with victims, whether they're a primary victim or a secondary victim. For example, schools. We're a resource for schools because we have students that attend our schools, and they're living in a home where violence is occurring. And what people don't realize is, yeah, it's going on at home, but it impacts the students far more than just when they're at home. It impacts their social skills, it impacts their grades, it impacts everything around them. So we're a resource for that. So in addition to the trainings, we also do awareness programs. I.e. programs, I go into the schools and I talk to students about dating violence and sexual harassment, domestic violence, you name it, we discuss.
Mention dating violence. That's a fairly high rate, isn't it?
Oh, it is. The numbers are just staggering. 75% to 80% of students that are in high school either have been in a relationship that's violent or know someone who has. So again, it's the numbers are high.
And for some folks in that relationship, and I guess I'm going to say it's mostly the women, but it could go the other way too, just say, well, that's the way relationships are.
Right. A lot of people say that. And if you were raised in that type of environment, absolutely. That's how relationships are to you. But when we go into the schools and we talk, and especially like here in Atlantic, when I go into the schools, we talk about relationships and what healthy relationships mean, whether it's a relationship with your neighbor, a relationship with your parents, a coach, and then the intimate relationships. And again, we address the differences in relationships, but then how respect is so important, and especially in an intimate relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you've talked a little bit about the programs you can do in school and just sort of touched on that. But I understand you've also gone to some churches, if there are church groups that need programs.
Right. I've gone to women's groups, men's groups, church groups, 4-H groups. I've gone to all types of groups to go in and talk about, one, what our services are and that we're available, but also to address and bring awareness to the issues at hand. Again, you know, with domestic violence awareness coming up, we talk about those issues. Family violence. And the other thing is, not only does it impact your family, but your place of employment, and how employers also, there's a lot of legalities out there that go around domestic violence. And then when you have it in the workplace, if someone has a protection order or a no contact order, and what the legalities are for an employer in addressing those needs. For example, if someone has to take time off to go to a court hearing or something, they can't be penalized for taking that off. And there's wording in the code of Iowa. So we go out and we talk about that as well.
So businesses need to be kept up to date too. When I say people, folks, groups need a program, I'm thinking, well, yeah, they want to fill a blank on their program schedule. But what they do is need the information.
Right. Absolutely. And I might go to a program where I'm talking about domestic violence and how it impacts families, but somebody might hear me talking about the 236 or a no contact order or protection order and talking about how it impacts the workplace. Then they'll come up to me afterwards and say, I need to know more about this because I'm a supervisor and I had an employee one time that, so it goes on and on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Another service that you provide is lots of information, not just from you giving that information person to person or person to group, but you have libraries. Let's talk about the resources at various libraries.
Right. Well, we have our own library at the office and we have lots of information. Again, it covers for employers, it covers things for survivors, but also for families of survivors, because a lot of times this is a struggle. And, you know, I don't have enough time here, but in every program, why does she stay? And again, we're kind of getting on the gender issue. And yes, it happens to men as much, but that's what I hear is why does she stay? And then we can get into those issues. And we have materials for family members at our office so they can understand a little bit more. Yeah, this is a tough topic, but here's how you can assist in this situation.
And if you've never been in that situation, I think we just shake our heads and go, why? So
absolutely,
you can help with that. And then in our public libraries around the county, you have some books.
Right. We have started and part of Friends of the Family, which is our somewhat of our fundraising. Our auxiliary. And they have started purchasing materials to go into the local libraries. One that I can think of off the top of my head was a book that we donated locally, and Griswold Anita will be getting theirs as well, but it's a book on teen dating violence. It's written by Vicki Crompton, who has ties here to Atlantic. She is a cousin of Jan Highfill's, and her daughter was killed in a teen dating violence relationship, and she's written a book, Saving Beauty from the Beast. Fabulous book, and it's one of those resources. It's good reading material, but it's also good for parents have to read this and know what's going on and look at the relationships that their kids are in. And again, this isn't just a gender issue. This is we need to look at both our boys and our girls and say what's happening in this relationship.
Most of the time I'm thinking that these violent things happen between a male and a female. But again, that's not always true either. Then we could get into that whole bullying area, which is the same gender often.
Absolutely. And bullying is another issue. You know, we're not the professionals on bullying, but it all ties together when you look into the violence arena. And we have a lot of bullying information at our offices. And again, not only for family members, but also for schools and daycare centers, you know, where kids are socialized together and working in those groups or in those social settings all the time, we have a lot of good information.
Okay. And also phone available. Somebody's going to answer phone somewhere 24 hours a day.
Right. We have local staff. You don't get a recording. Even, you know, we're somewhat high tech, but when you call our office, you don't get, oh, please push one to reach. So you're going to talk to one of our trained staff members or volunteers.
And that phone number is
243-5123.
Okay, and I assume it's in the phone book somewhere.
It's in the phone book and it's under Family Crisis. Okay. A lot of people forget what we're called.
Yeah. And okay, now one of the things that's needed to keep all of these services going is money.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we have great support locally in all of our counties. And, you know, I can't say thank you enough. We get toilet paper and, you know, I could just go on and on and on about all the in-kind donations. But money, yes, is always a need. And money not just for programming and what we're doing, but money for client assistance, you know, whether it's groceries or things that we don't have.
And so quickly, one of the things that we do to raise money is
our pumpkin roll sales. And, you know, those are going to be winding up here before long. I didn't even think to count before I came out here because I usually give you a count where we're at. I know we did far better this year at fair than we've ever done. So I know those pumpkin roll orders will probably be cut off very soon.
The max number?
The max is 400. But you, as well as I know, that we've never stopped at 400.
We've kind of squished some more out.
Yeah.
But you can call 243-6615
right.
to order those or send a check. And the cost of a pumpkin roll is?
$12.
Okay, we'll be talking more about that because those are being made the weekend before Thanksgiving is
right.
the traditional time, so you can have them fresh for Thanksgiving. So we'll be talking again, Wendy,
right.
about
we will.
Those to remind folks. But right now, we just want to remind folks that, you know, raise your awareness level during Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And to do that, you can call on Wendy and her staff.
And we'll get
you do that.
We'll get you a purple ribbon.
All right. Very good. And until next time, here's a thought. One can pay back the loan of gold, but one dies forever in debt of those who are kind.